Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about what our kids trigger from our own childhood. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. So, Rebecca, are we giving too much importance to kids these days? Did our parents ask themselves so many questions?
Well, there is perhaps a balance between, you know, shining too much emphasis on our child's experiences and their every move and their every thought, and a kind of pressure as parents to raise the best humans possible, and also wanting and needing to acknowledge that which previous generations ignored. So kids need space to be themselves and not always under the magnifying glass of kind of helicopter parents. But we also need to know that, you know, emotional baggage doesn't dissolve itself by itself, but rather can get transmitted between generations. So we have to make a little bit of an effort to, you know, digest some of the emotional baggage and also give ourselves some space to be a bit free.
Okay, so how do parents therefore strike that right balance? What should they be looking for?
Well, each parent's emotional history is, of course, different. Therefore, their psychology as a parent is going to be unique. But in terms of not wanting to repeat cycles with your own children, it requires having some reflection of your own, you know, emotional state, taking responsibility, so acknowledgement of that which you're responsible for, and then offering a possibility of repair. And that means upholding boundaries with your children, but also being able to reconnect with them after a period of conflict and tension.
So does that mean that children should forgive their parents when their parents do get triggered and act out?
If you like, Mark, an effective repair conversation between two adults means that each adult acknowledges the other person's feelings and subjective reality, and then therefore you forgive the other adult. But between an adult and a child, it's not the same. The adult must acknowledge the child's feelings and the child's point of view and their reality, but we can't ask for that in return from our children. It's not for the child to say, you know, to the parent, oh, I understand that you might have been triggered and acted like you yourself were 5 years old. that's the asymmetry between the two generations. The parents and the children are different in that sense. And so as an adult, you have to take responsibility and acknowledgement and be kind to yourself when your own wounds got triggered. And that means you have to hold that yourself. You can't ask the child in the room to hold that for you. And therefore, there's a kind of emotional domain that remains the job of the parent separately from the child.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabinetweber.net. If you'd like to hear that show or more like it, you can go to worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.